The forum gave each candidate a chance to lay out his pitch to voters. For Kreis Tompkins, that's the engaged policy wonk, who comes armed with a blizzard of specific proposals and will work relentlessly and work with anyone. He described efforts to establish a great teacher fund, an idea spearheaded by Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan and other Republicans.
Cheryl Frasca, who we're working on with this education idea, for instance, is chairing one of the Sean Parnell, Dan Sullivan super PACs. I mean, she is like Mrs. Republican, and I love working with her because she's got a good idea, and that's what I'd like to think the political system should be about.
But Samuelson said, essentially, none of that matters if you're in the minority. Republicans dominate the state house, and that looks unlikely to change this election. So Samuelson argued that what District 35 voters need is a Republican. He pointed to Sitka's Blue Lake Hydro Project. The city is asking the state to reimburse some of its construction costs.
I don't see that happening, quite frankly, in the position that we're in right now. And I don't see renewable energy, I don't see biomass energy, I don't see geothermal energy happening unless we're putting somebody that is going to be able to work with our senator and be in the majority.
That would be State Senator Bert Stedman, another Republican. Samuelson also argued that he spent more time in the industries that make Southeast tick. He was a deckhand and then a skipper of his family's fishing boat until 2006.
When you're looking at somebody to elect, you're going to want to look at somebody that's been in the industry for all of his life, and that's me.
I've been in the industry all my life. That was a refrain Samuelson repeated throughout the forum, and eventually it prompted a response from Kreis Tompkins.
The first is I'm 25 years old. And that's a fact. And so I'm young, and that's also a fact. It's something that came up the last campaign as well.
Kreis Tompkins was 23 when he defeated four-term Republican Bill Thomas in his first campaign. He won that race by 32 votes.
So I may be 25 years old, but I aggressively seek out information from those who will always know better than I do. And that's a fact that I think is really should be universal no matter how old you are or what office you hold.
So, I don't find myself to be old. I think I'm going to go ahead and back up the calendar for a second. Being 37 years old, I feel like I've accomplished quite a bit. And
that was Samuelson. The candidates were asked for specific ideas to ensure the future of fishing in Alaska. Kreis Tompkins said one of his top priorities is to bring fishing permits back to the state. Many are now held in Washington and Oregon. Kreis Tompkins said he's interested in a model that would let communities work collectively to reacquire the permits.
And there's a model called Community Fishing Associations that's brand new. It's been pioneered in Cape Cod. That's really the only example of it in the nation that we're looking at trying to adapt to Alaska. And that's an idea I'm really excited about. I think it's got huge potential for Alaska and gets Alaska more value for Alaska resources, our fish, which I think is hugely important.
Samuelson disagreed with that approach.
Those permits didn't just disappear one day. People made decisions on whether to sell them, to whether trade them, whatever the reason may be, and some people just retired and sold them.
Samuelson mentioned that when his own father retired, he could have bought the boat, but couldn't afford to. That's the big issue facing fishing communities, he said.
Trying to figure out, how do you pass down these operations to your kids? How do you get into the fisheries? And what are we gonna do to make that happen so that we can keep local Alaskans working and keep our economies vibrant? Those are things that are important. Now, I can't tell you all the specifics of exactly how I go about it, but I can't tell you enough that I have been in these industries all my life.
One audience member asked whether the candidates support expanding Medicaid, the health insurance program for low-income Americans. Under the Affordable Care Act, states can expand the program, and the federal government will cover most of the cost. Governor Sean Parnell has declined the expansion, citing its price tag. Samuelson said he's not sure where he stands on Medicaid.
I'm a person that thinks that healthcare absolutely needs to be looked at. I think that most of us can agree on it, but we also have to look at the financial sides of things too. Medicaid expansion is something that I need to look more into. It's something that I absolutely have a grasp of, but I'm gonna go ahead and step away from that one.
Yes, I support the expansion of Medicaid.
That's Kreis Tompkins.
I support it for two reasons. The first is effectively a moral reason. You've got low income, the working poor, the working middle class, lower middle class in Alaska right now that has no access to health care.
Kreis Tompkins argued that the expansion would also bring money into Alaska in the form of federal spending on health care. He called it a slam dunk economic issue. Summing up their campaigns at the end of the forum, Christ Tompkins said he believes in a high-energy approach to public service. Samuelson said, "Why me? It's the resume." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.